Corinthians chapter number 6. Now, last Sunday, if you were here last Sunday, we dealt with a word called imputation. The end of that word, T-I-O-N. A lot of these salvation words end with T-I-O-N. Imputation, justification, redemption, regeneration. All of those Bible words that deal with salvation. And last week, we dealt with put that on mine account. And I want to go back to that, not necessarily that word, but another word found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Now listen, did y'all stand during the singing at all? Well, let's stand, because if I let y'all sit there, you're going to get comfortable and sleepy. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, are you there? It should be on the screen there for you. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and about verse number 9. Know ye not? In other words, that's just an old King James way of saying, don't you know? Right. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Amen. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Now, I can explain that effeminate to you if you want me to. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor rivalers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Boy, ain't that bad. Boy, he names them all. Yeah. And you might be thinking, you say, well, I'm not guilty of any of that. Oh, I think the Bible says something like this. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So what you'll see ourselves in verse 9 and verse 10. And if that's as far as he goes, we're in trouble. If 9 and 10 is the only two verses in the Bible, we're in trouble. But I'm glad that there is a verse number 11. Now I'm going to read verse number 11. And I want y'all to try your best not to slap the person next to you. Now, all of these things, neither fornicator, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abuser of himself, all thieves and all this kind of stuff, he describes us all in 9 and 10. And then verse 11, and he says, and such were, used to be some of you. But ye are. Let me just read the verse. I'm wanting to preach right now. Come on. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified. Here's our word. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now, watch verse 19. What? Don't you know? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, now some of you, if you're visiting with us, you didn't come to the wrong church. I promise. You didn't come to the wrong church. Now, the sign says Christ Church Baptist Fellowship, and you're looking at the sign going, I thought this was a Baptist church. And we are Baptist, but we're not dead typical Baptist like at the funeral home. A lot of churches like the first church of the funeral home. The church of the frozen. The chosen frozen. But ye are bought with a price. Now, you're saying, now, why are they vocal and saying stuff? It's supposed to be quiet in church. No, that's at the funeral home. We're lively at church. But when you've been bought with a price, therefore you want to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, already for the word. We've already heard a sermon right there in 3 or 4 verses. I pray, Lord, you'd help us the next few minutes get something from your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Here's the word I want to deal with, justification. Now, last week, imputation dealt with imputing, Adam imputing sin to me, me imputing sin to Christ, and Christ imputing his righteousness toward me. That way I stand before God and I appear to be and I look like his very own son. But here in justification is a legal term. It's a courtroom term. It's a judge term. When somebody, we've heard this when we watch our little Law and Order shows and all of that, we will say, he was justified in doing that. Or whatever the person did. They were justified in what they were doing. And so them being justified, they're not charged. It is a legal term. It's a judge term. It's a courtroom term. How does God see me as a saved person? How does God see me? Well, if you will go back, this is how you were in 9 and 10. That's how you were. That is how where you were. And then he says, and Paul is talking about a bunch of people in Corinthians. He said, before y'all got saved, y'all don't look down on them people in 9 and 10 because you used to be there. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for the love of God, if it wasn't for God sending his only begotten son, we would still be in 9 and 10. We would still be on our way to hell. But thank God verse 11 is in there. I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been justified by the Spirit of God. How does God see me? Now, over there in 9 and 10, a guilty sinner without excuse, a guilty sinner without exception, a guilty sinner without escape. But then in verse number 11, all of that's been washed away. What's the old song? What sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. From the book of life, they've all been torn out. Stay in your seat. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited on that. But I don't remember them anymore. What sins are you talking about? So there's still hope. If you're in this room right now and you're still in verse 9 and 10, I'm here to tell you, there's hope in verse 11. If you're still in 9 and 10, you say, preacher, what do you offer? What does your church offer this community? I'll tell you what we offer. We offer hope of getting out of verse 9 and 10 and into verse number 11. That's what we offer this community. We're offering you the best deal in the whole wide world. There's not a religion in the world that offers this deal. Every other religion in the world, you got to do this, do that, quit that, stop this, do that, quit, stop, do. But this is saying, oh, if you'll come to the cross of Jesus Christ, he done it all. And I can move out of verse 9 and 10 and get into 11. I can get washed. I can get sanctified. I can get justified in the courtroom of heaven. God can look at me and say, you're justified because somebody took your place. Woo, hallelujah. What sins are you talking about? And then you, what we just read a while ago about verse number 19, don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Now, in verse 9 and 10, that shows me what I was into. Well, I wish I had my Pentecostal side here. Verse 9 and 10 is what I used to be into. Verse 19 is then what got inside of me. 9 and 10 is what I used to be in. Verse 19 is what done got in me. And now I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let me describe it to you this way. In the Old Testament, you ever wondered in the Old Testament, before Jesus died on the cross, in the Old Testament, they had to come every year, and they brought a lamb. They would bring a lamb to this high priest dude. He would cut and the blood would be shed, and that would roll over. That would roll their sins over for another year. They'd roll them over. They'd come back next year, and they'd get their sins rolled over for another year. Every year, they had to do that over and over and over and over again. But then when Jesus came, that's why John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." That means I'm not going to do this anymore. One time was enough. One time was enough to save you. One time was enough to justify you. One time was enough to wash you. It is finished. No other religion in the world offers what God offers. Y'all remember these books last week? I know Jeff does. Now, this is last week. This is my record. And boy, what in the world is in there? Man, it's a bunch of, you have to watch last week to find out what all is in there. And I don't even think I told it all. But then, this right here, you can't go to heaven with this. You can be good. You can come to church three times a Sunday. You can do, turn over a new leaf. You can quit cussing and quitting all this. And you can do everything you possibly do. And guess what? Your record is not good enough. So what Jesus did, he come along and says, "You know what? You can't get to heaven like that. But I tell you what, I'm going to make you a deal. You give me your record, and I'll give you mine." And so Jesus said, "All right, now what? Who would not take that deal?" So Jesus took your record, and because he took your record, God had to treat him like a sinner. He wasn't a sinner, but God had to treat him like one. The wages of sin is death. And so he took your record on the cross, and there God had to crucify his own son and treat him like a sinner. And now I made a trade. So you say, "Preacher, you ain't no good." Oh, I know that. I'm worse than you probably know about. How in the world you get to heaven? Now, Houston, you weren't supposed to say amen right there. I said, "I'm worse than you." And he says, "Amen." When I go to heaven, how are you going to heaven? Well, I'm going to knock on the door. God's going to say, "How are you going to get in here?" I say, "Here you go." God says, "Well, this looks like my son. You look like one of my kids. And so with his record, you get in. That's imputation. And then in the courtroom of heaven, God looks at me and justifies me, washes me. Now, ladies, you're gonna get something out of this, hopefully. You're going to get something out of this. Anybody ever had a shirt that looked like that? Boy, I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell you, to get that clean, it's going to take some stuff. Now, maybe it's going to take a mixture of bleach. What was that? OxyClean. You're going to spray it and soak it for about 3 days. And it may not ever get that white again and get all that out. But if you'll notice what we just read, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed." Yes. Y'all get ready. Ladies, you get ready. Washed. Yes. Now, that word in the Bible, washed, I looked it up, and the root word is loosed. Y'all remember in John chapter number 11, where Jesus told Lazarus, he said, "Lazarus, come forth." He said, "Loose him and let him go." Yes. Loose him and let him go. Same word as washed. And I'm thinking, what does washed have to do with loosed? All right, come on. Well, this is what I looked up. Wash, when you wash it, ladies, when you squirt something on this, what this does, OxyClean, what it does is get between the dirt and the shirt and loosens the dirt. It loosens the dirt. Let me get back over here, Tommy. It loosens the dirt, picks the dirt up, and the dirt goes down in the drain. And after the dirt goes down in the drain, get ready, stay in your seat. When the dirt goes down the drain, it's impossible to go down the drain and get it and put it back on the shirt. So I got to look and I said, well, that's why washed and loosened is the same. So you say, preacher, now this shirt right here is verse 9 and verse 10. And then the blood of Jesus Christ comes on the scene, gets between the dirt and the shirt. And the blood starts lifting, loosening the dirt. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. And then it becomes like, now you say, what's that got to do with justified? Okay, now, if you look at that shirt right there, you look an old sinner like that, you're going, ain't no way. Preacher, you don't know what I've done in my past. I don't care. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. You don't know who I've hurt. You don't know what I've done in this, that, and the other. You don't know where I've been. You don't know where I've come from. And we look at that and we go, well, he may be right. I don't know if he can ever get clean. But being justified, just as if it never happened. Yo, stay in your seat and don't get excited. But then when you look at that picture, it looks like it ain't never been dirty. Justified in the courtroom of heaven, God looks at that shirt and he looks at it and he goes, as far as I'm concerned, it's always been clean. Just as if it never happened. Hallelujah. Washed. And such were some of you, but you've been washed. And then he said, sanctified. Now, sanctified, I don't have a lot of time to deal with that, but sanctified is to set apart, to set it over here for a different use. That means like sanctified would be this, like the old fella that used to own a bar, and he had a bunch of bar stools up here, and then he got saved and he sold his bar, but he took them bar stools home. And the same bar stool that they used to drink on and gamble on and cuss on, he took them home and put them around his kitchen table, and now he reads his Bible on and he prays on. The same stool that used to be over here has been sanctified, set apart for a different use. And such were some of you, me included. But now I've been changed. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. But now this justified is to be declared righteous. To be declared righteous. Now you say, preacher, how do you get declared righteous in the eyes of God? Well, let me just tell you. How much time? Oh, it's preaching time. Okay. In Romans 3:20, watch this. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, 10 commandments, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. You know what that means? That means some of you may be trying to keep the 10 commandments. Brother Jeremy, I'm trying to. Some fellow told me one time, I said, you going to heaven? Oh, yeah, I keep the 10 commandments. I said, name them. He said, I said, now look, if you're going to heaven on 10, you might want to know them. If that's what's getting you there, you might want to memorize them. But therefore, the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. You say, preacher, what's that mean? That means you wouldn't know you were speeding unless there was a speed limit sign out there. You wouldn't know you were speeding unless you saw that little guy hiding over in the weeds. I think that ought to be against the law. Right, Keith and Jim? That ought to be against you hiding over there. That's deception. Hiding over there like you asleep. And here come your little blue lights. Now, you've never been pulled over. You've never been pulled over, and they say, now look, you didn't do anything wrong, but the state of Tennessee just wants to give you a little certificate because we've been following you and watching you, and you were going under the speed limit, you wasn't breaking the law, so we want to give you this little commendation, this little something you can wear on your lapel that says you did good. That has never happened. The law is to condemn. The law is only there to give you a ticket. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no faith, for the law is the knowledge of sin. For all have sinned and come short, verse 23, or the glory of God. Now, watch this. Y'all ready? Now, y'all want Bible preaching, right? This is from the Bible. Being justified freely, how? By his grace, not by the law. That's when I get pulled over, I tell, they say, you know what you did wrong? I said, nope, I'm not under the law, I'm under grace. And that never has worked for me, but anyway, you can try it. But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's how, my friend. Now, the law. Now, let me give it to you right here. Y'all see that? Exodus 31 says this. I ain't got time to look at it. Exodus 31 says, God wrote the Ten Commandments with his very own finger. He wrote those Ten Commandments. Moses up there watching. Can you imagine a big hand coming out of the sky? And he's writing all these Ten Commandments on a tablet of stone. And Moses, wouldn't that be a sight? Hey, boy, he's writing all them Ten Commandments. Says he wrote it with his own hand, with his own finger. But then you go to the New Testament. That's Old Testament. But when you go to the New Testament, over there in John chapter number 8, Jesus meets this woman that was caught. It was caught in the very act of adultery. Now, I've always wondered, if they caught her in the very act, they only brought the woman. There ought to be another party somewhere. It takes two. But they brought the woman, and it says they caught her in the very act, but they didn't bring the other dude. I smell a rat somewhere. And so, brought up to Jesus. Now watch, John 8, you got to know your Bible a little bit. In John chapter number 8, now Jesus is God. Now, this is the right answer. Jesus is God. The same God that wrote them Ten Commandments with his very own finger. This woman, Jesus says, hey, you without sin? The law says we ought to stone her. That Old Testament says we ought to stone her. Old Testament says she ought to die. But Jesus said in the New Testament, ye without sin, cast the first stone. Everybody starts dropping the stone. Everybody starts dropping the stone. And then Jesus does something. Jesus kneels down with the very finger he wrote the Ten Commandments with. He wrote something on the ground. I don't know what it was. But then he looked at the woman and he says, I don't see nobody here to condemn you. Where are your accusers at? Go and sin no more. You've been justified like it never happened. Now, you didn't get too excited on that like I thought you might. But I'm telling you, in the Old Testament, condemn, 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 condemn. Once you get to the New Testament, it's justified, 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 free and clear. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You say, preacher, look, it's like a courtroom scene. It's like a courtroom scene. And when you go to court, they give you, let's have a pretend. Sammy's getting ready here in just a minute. And let's pretend that you've been charged with murder. And the judge is fixing to put down the gavel and say, you're going to be charged. You got a life. I tell you what, we're going to put you to the lecture. We don't do that much anymore. We'd probably have a whole lot less cutting up. Now, I know that's old school. I know that's old school for some of you, but I'm old school. I believe in putting the Board of Education on the seat of learning. And if there's no punishment that fits the crime, then everybody's going to keep doing something stupid. Anyway, you didn't come for that. Okay. And he's standing there. And the judge looks at him and says, do you have any representation? So I don't have any representation. Well, the only thing I know to do, and the judge picks up the gavel. But then out of the side room steps in a man robed in white. He has a crown on his head. And he steps up to the table and says, Your Honor, I'm his representation. I'm going to be his lawyer. I'm going to be his advocate. I'm going to be his representative between you and him. I'm going to step in his place. And I'm going to represent. And so the judge says, well, he's done this. And he needs to die. And his lawyer says, let me confer with my client. Now, sir, you're going to die. And I tell you what I'm going to do. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'll do this for you. I'll go die. And then you can go free. You want to make that deal. Who would say no to that? So Jesus looks at God and says, I'm going to go to the electric chair for him. Let him go. Hang on. It's still preaching time. If somebody does something, speeding ticket, whatever, from a speeding ticket all the way to murder, you can go do your time. You can spend 20 years in jail, prison, wherever. You come out, they can always go to the courtroom computer and pull your name up, and boom, they'll say, yep, he done 20 years, or she done this for that, and it's still in the computer. Put the songbooks down because you're finna throw one. Always going to be in the computer. But when Jesus took your place, after he arose from the dead on Easter Sunday morning, he went to the courtroom computer and deleted all the... he deleted all the records. So now... well, that almost hit me, didn't it? So now, when you go to the courtroom of heaven and they're going to pull up, what's your name? Jeremy Bowden. They're going to put... the record looks clean to me. Just like it never happened. Now, you don't just get that automatic. You don't get that just automatic. You say, preacher, how do I get that? You got to be justified. How do I get justified? Through his blood. The blood is what gets in between the fabric and the dirt and loosens, and it goes down the drain. If you've never been saved, I've always thought of this. Let me give this illustration right here, cause this right here, y'all seen those movies on television, and the music's really building up, and they got an electric chair scene, and the guy, they're fixing to pull a lever, you know, and this guy, and there's a little red telephone over there. And the person who can pardon or is a president or a governor, and so they build it up. When you got that movie, they build it really, really up, and the guy's supposed to die at midnight, you know, and now it's 11:55, and the judge is back in his office, and he's trying to scramble, find any law that he can to present to the judge to get a stay of execution and all of it kind of stuff, and they build it up, and it's like 11:59, and all of a sudden, the red telephone rings. That's what I think about when I think about this. And I'm laying on an electric chair, sentenced to die. And all of a sudden, the red telephone rings. And somebody, he got his hand on the lever. And he has to leave the lever and pick up the telephone. Said, hello? Yeah, this is the governor. Yep. I've looked the computer over. I don't know what happened. There's something wrong with our computer. But there's no record of him ever doing nothing in the... Let me get over here. Y'all missed it. There's no record of him ever doing nothing in the computer. So all I know to do is let him go. Tommy, I'm not going to pick you up no more. Hallelujah. Woo. Justified freely by his grace. Last Sunday, imputation. Where my sins was imputed to Christ. Today, justification, a courtroom term that presents me faultless before God. You say, preacher, you're not perfect. No, you ain't either. But you have to understand, in the eyes of God, how do you stand? You better have a good lawyer. You better have a good lawyer. How many of y'all ever heard that? Boy, you better get you a good lawyer on that one. Well, guess what? I got the best. I started to say money can buy, but it was free. How much did your lawyer cost? It was free. He represented me for free. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for being justified. Thank you for sending your son. Now, Lord, I don't know, crowd this size, about 105 people in here. A crowd out of 105, there might be one that don't, they've never been justified. They've never been saved. They've never been justified in your eyes. They've never asked you to come in their heart and save them and wash them and sanctify them and justify them. And the Lord, if that's the case, I pray that they would be saved today. It's not about joining a church. It's not about getting baptized and all of that. It's about knowing you. And Lord, I pray today that'd be the case. In Jesus' name we pray. Won't you stand? These altars are open.